That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, it's tough, but there's now another ball in the air for President Obama to juggle, along with health care, the Afghan war, the withdrawal from Iraq, the upcoming elections, etc. Now we have the Haiti quake, which he is moving rapidly to take control of as fast as possible. 82nd Airborne expected to arrive this afternoon in Haiti, which will mean that there will be trucks and Humvees on the ground to start moving some of the supplies that are pouring into the airport, but there's no damn way of getting them into town. Some fringe good news, which is that the road system, the streets, etc., occasionally blocked by falling buildings, but by and large still intact, so that once those can be cleared, it will be possible to move people and material through the community. Large areas of the residential hillside communities appear to have been destroyed. Count probably in the neighborhood of 30,000. The infrastructure of the government, all of the buildings that were there that the government ran, are down, along with the buildings of the United Nations and the Catholic Church, which apparently lost its entire hierarchy in the crumble. Not a good situation at all. Huge visual details, etc., running on all of the news networks at this point if you need it. But suffice it to say that it's going to be a long, rough run, and we will probably be in Haiti longer than we are going to be in Afghanistan. Yemeni's army is running night raids in Shabad province, and they claim that they got an AW Alaki cohort in one of their raids. However, the House Intelligence Committee has now leaked out that there has been a briefing, and the Yemeni ECWAP, which is the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, is planning at least one more attempted attack on the U.S. This is consistent with the information that we got from the Nigerian panty bomber, who said that he trained with 20 other young jihadis to make suicide attacks against the United States. So brace yourself. Another nutcase with bad underwear is likely to be in the air somewhere. And then there is our ongoing effort to get them in Waziristan. The head of the Al-Qaeda in Taliban in Pakistan, Mr. Akbullah Massoud, was missed when our U.S. drones destroyed a school in Waziristan. No word on who was in class at the time. And in Helmand province, a police post has been attacked. 15 of the local police killed, 45 wounded. 4 Americans have died in the last 2 days, which means that the Taliban is 2 ahead of their daily routine of 1 American a day for as long as we stay. It do seem like that. The health care bill yesterday in negotiation at the White House, 6 continuous hours of negotiating. The one thing we do apparently know about it is that the question of those Cadillac health care plans that were being sought to be taxed, but the unions wanted to get out from under that because of the fact that they had negotiated for those benefits, etc., and didn't want to give them up or be taxed on them. Now comes the apparent negotiated settlement on that, which is anybody that has a Cadillac health care plan that was achieved through collective bargaining, the unions, will be able to keep that without being taxed on it. But that does indicate that the tax on the Cadillac health care plans, along with others, will be included in the end result. Hardcore bargaining at the White House in the midst of all the rest of this stuff. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Thursday. Good luck.